Sometimes when I think the job is a little hard, like, you know, running a parish during COVID or whatever, I look at the life of Pope Pius XII, who was Pope during the time of the Second World War. Now that's a job I don't want. And he took a lot of flack. He didn't do enough. He didn't speak out enough against the atrocities that were happening. And in a way, you can understand why. He was living in the Vatican, which was in Italy, which was occupied by hostile forces, and he tried to keep everything running, and there were a lot of people who were mad at him, saying he wasn't prophetic, he wasn't speaking out, he wasn't a courageous man. And he took it. And years after his death, it started to come to light, some of the work that he was doing quietly to try and help the Jewish people, those who were being persecuted. If you go to the papal summer home of Castel Gandolfo, there are ancient tunnels and Roman aqueducts and things like that still there. And they found soot marks from fires and graffiti written in Hebrew. Turns out he was taking in those who were fleeing persecution and sheltering them at the papal summer home in places where they wouldn't be found. But nobody knew this. Nobody knew what he was up to, and yet publicly he's being called a coward, a man who didn't stand up to Hitler and the other forces of the day that were doing evil. I can't imagine that, what it must have been like for him to be hearing all of the things that were said about him, about how he's not good enough, when in his heart he knows, I can't tell people this. If I am boldly proclaiming that these things are wrong or boldly proclaiming what I'm doing, my work stops. I can't continue to help people if the world knows about it. And so I have to take the slings and arrows that people throw at me, the criticism, and just do what I can do, even if no one ever knows. How do you live like that? I think that's a question we all struggle with today, especially in our society that focuses on other people's approval for everything. Social media. Whatever I had for breakfast has to be on social media, let alone the good things that I'm doing. And we do it because we want people to click the like button. People approve of what I'm doing. And we allow that to guide what we should do with these silly challenges and people who hurt themselves doing TikToks and everything else because they want that approval. Or perhaps it's my approval. I want people to know how good I am. Look at all these amazing things that I've done or I'm capable of doing or how good I've done at work or the size of my house. I want people to know how good I am and that pride is there. But St. Peter today reminds us that we need to sanctify Christ as the Lord in our hearts. If we find ourselves looking for that approval from other people, from the world, from myself, is Christ really the Lord of your heart? Is he the one ruling within you, the one that you seek to please in all that you do? Or have we been misguided, tainted by the world? Jesus is very clear, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And Peter's even clearer, do this so that when they defame you, not if, when they defame you, they'll be put to shame. It is better to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. If Christ is the Lord of our heart, we can do what is right and take that suffering because we have that interior life of God dwelling within us in our hearts. I don't need the approval of everyone else out there. In my conscience, in the depths of who I am, where the Holy Spirit dwells within me, I find comfort. I find the approval I need because the one that I love, I know I'm doing his work, not my own. To truly be a Christian and to live it out well requires that interior life. If all we're doing is exterior, we're doing it for the wrong reasons. We'll be doing it for other people's approval. We'll be doing it to show off. We'll be doing it out of pride. Unless we can go into the depths of our heart to where God dwells in each of us and be at peace with what we've done, with what we're doing, with who we are, we're not living out the Christian life fully. And we will suffer. Suffer like Pope Pius XII, whose reputation was defamed for years in history and still is to this day, depending on where you look. We may never know the fullness of what he did to help people. We may never know what he failed to do. But he knows, and God knows. And that's enough. Is that enough for us? When we suffer people saying things that are negative about us, do we lash out to correct them? Do we change our behavior to appease them? Or do we go to God in prayer and say, have I done all that I can as your faithful servant? Have I kept your commandments? Do I love you as I should? If so, we can find peace even in that suffering. And sometimes we're wrong. We'll hear God tell us, no, that's not what I wanted you to do. Just because we're suffering doesn't mean we're right. Peter says you can suffer for doing good as well as suffer for doing evil. But we won't find that peace if it's our ego, if we're appeasing others, if we're not in communion with Christ in all that we do, not following his commandments. I think we need to build up that interior life of our conscience again, to throw out the voices of the world that were bombarding us day in and day out, and go to that quiet spot in the depths of our heart and say, Lord, are you pleased with what I've done? Are you happy with who I am? Or do I need to change to love you more, to sanctify you as the Lord of my heart? If so, we can find peace even amidst the slings and arrows of the world, knowing that we are doing the will of the only one whose approval matters, God himself. Seek him out above all things. Ignore the other voices. Make Christ Lord of your heart and be at peace in doing his will.